I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And there are reports today that President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, a close ally of the fossil fuel industry, to head the Environmental Protection Agency. It's also being reported today that Trump has nominated retired Marine General John F. Kelly to be his Secretary of Homeland Security. And earlier today, there was news that Trump will put forward Iowa's Republican Governor Terry Branstad to be his ambassador to China. Branstad said he's a longtime friend of Chinese President Xi Jinping. They bonded over agricultural issues. And that may help smooth over Trump's relationship with the country he's been taking shots at for months, most recently in that phone call with Taiwan's president, which offended China's demand for one China. And in his weekend tweets, one read, "Did China ask us about devaluing currency? I don't think so." This morning, the Today Show's Matt Lauer asked Donald Trump if he's using Twitter responsibly.
I talk about important things. I talked about, you know, as you know, recently China and the fact we talked about their devaluation. We talked about their building this massive military fortress in the middle of the South China Sea, which they're not supposed to be doing, and other things.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Ron, start with Trump's tweeting, you know, chastising Chinese policy publicly. Will Governor Branstad be able to smooth that out?
Governor Branstad is going to have a rather tall order in interpreting Donald Trump and his tweets to the Chinese. He is probably the ideal candidate to do it because he has a great deal of personal trust with Donald Trump. He stood by Donald Trump throughout the fall campaign. Even when there was a great deal of controversy, he was steadfast. And his son, Eric, was actually in charge of the Trump campaign in Iowa. So there is a good relationship between the two men. They're the same age. They see much of the world in similar terms. And then, of course, the relationship that you pointed out between Terry Branstad and the Chinese president, which is also enormously valuable. So if anyone can bridge this gap, which is clearly going to be a serious gap between what Donald Trump may say in one instance and then what he may tweet in the next morning, Terry Branstad would seem to be the ideal candidate.
Well, talking about that relationship that he has with the Chinese president, here's an interview Branstad did with CNN about the Chinese president visiting Iowa in the 1980s.
He was so pleased with the warm and friendly welcome he received, and he really considers Iowans his old friend.
So somebody with, you know, relations with the country. But what more does it say to you about how the Trump administration might deal with Beijing?
I think we need to get accustomed to the idea of zig and zag, so that on the one hand, we have the phone call with the Taiwanese president, which is a phone call that would be unacknowledged over the last four decades. But this, of course, was set up by Bob Dole, the former Senate Majority Leader, one-time Republican nominee for president. He's now a lobbyist with Alston and Byrd, and he set up that telephone call. And they have an arrangement going forward where he's representing Taiwanese interests. And he was, of course, the only previous Republican nominee for president, or president for that matter, who actually endorsed Donald Trump. And he was there at the convention in Cleveland. So all of that is coming home to roost. And Bob Dole is doing rather well for himself. That's one version. And then we have, on the other hand, the Terry Branstad friendship going the other way with mainland China.
Well, what do you make of that? Bob Dole reportedly negotiating so that a Taiwanese delegation came to the Republican convention, spending months as a part of a negotiation to get this phone call, which when it first hit the news, we heard was just, oh, just kind of like came out of the blue. It didn't. It was planned. And we have a Donald Trump who said he's going to get rid of the lobbyists and the call planned by lobbyist Bob Dole. What do we make of this?
Well, but there is no chance that there will be no lobbyists in Washington, D.C. When people talk about getting rid of the lobbyists, they usually mean getting rid of the lobbyists who have been successful in the last administration and listening to a different group of people. Anyone who tries to get Washington to do anything, either through Congress or the executive branch, is lobbying. That's the definition. And whether you actually register as one or not is just a fine point of the law. There are clearly going to be influential people in any administration. And Bob Dole has been interested in Taiwanese issues back to the 1970s, way back when he was a young senator.
Just briefly, why?
Just because he had gotten interested in the struggles between the different forces in China way back to World War II. Bob Dole is a World War II veteran and still sees the world much in the kind of terms that people did in the first half of the 20th century and in the middle part of the 20th century.
Hmm. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. You know, will surprises ever stop here? Who would have thought that Bob Dole would emerge as a player in Washington again?
At the age of 93.
Right. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you.